I know that you are neither cold nor hot. With apologies to Goldilocks, the three bears, and that perfectly temperatured porridge, neither too cold nor too hot, this statement from Revelation today is not a good one. It doesn't lead to a satisfied stomach, but being spat out, as we hear. These words are directed to one of the seven churches receiving a prophetic witness in the last book of the Bible, to Laodicea. Located in Asia Minor in present-day Turkey, about a Baton Rouge distance from Ephesus, Laodicea was wealthy. So wealthy that after a damaging earthquake in the first century before the writing of Revelation, it rebuilt itself with no outside help. It's good to be a self-starter, to work hard, but it's not good to have this line tacked to you. For you say, I am rich and affluent and have no need of anything. It's not just that the text recommends the Laodiceans to depend more deeply on God, which it does, and is the highest of spiritual practices, but even more pointedly, they're told to enter the struggle, to notice they themselves and others in their midst is wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, naked. Many times we interpret struggle as sin. Now, if we're working through something personally, there may be something to that, some personal sin trying to address. But as Catholics, as members of the church in New Orleans, the Church of St. Rita, we have to also hear this warning to us. You are refined by entering into the struggle of the vulnerable and the weak. You are made strong by feeling pulled and even saddened, by bringing prayers to God and good works to God's people. That's the recommendation to those in Laodicea back then, to us in New Orleans today. May we be so moved, increasingly comfortable being uncomfortable, a little more cold or hot.